Ignore Donald Trump's actual words. What matters is who they are aimed at. Imagine being a South African farmer. You're watching your own people being butchered and raped, and the government's drawn up legislation to dispossess your people. How's that as a headline? Ignore Donald Trump's actual words. What matters is who they are aimed at. The president cares little about South Africa. He is issuing a clarion call to white supremacist voters. It's unbelievable that he's written by Nasreen Malik, another proud son of England there, shitting all over white people in a mainstream news outlet. And you know, a lot of people will say, oh, it's The Guardian, they're just a bunch of silly snowflakes. They're just, oh, ha, ha, ha. But The Guardian, he says, they're all mad. They don't get that from me. They don't get that from me. Because this is, it's borderline, it's justification for genocide. I mean, and a lot of times it's understated, but in this case, it's fucking pretty explicit. Like, Donald Trump's actual words were about the persecution of a racial minority group. And normally the left would be all over that, but they're not in this case because they're white. And he's explicitly said, ignore Donald Trump's words. What matters is who they're aimed at. And who he means by the are being aimed at is white nationalists, white supremacists. Because this has been an issue that the far right has been talking about for years, and it's finally sort of found its way into the mainstream because of Trump. And to be fair, Lauren Southern and a few others with big reach have pushed it in there. As you say, the guy says, and I know that the right is not white, but this is a typical line that I've seen the whole mass media have been coming out with. So I'm not really going to go to town on the fact that he's a Muslim or whatever he is. The best populist leaders are those who manage to appeal to stirring themes of nationalism and fears of persecution without it doing so explicitly that their tricks are revealed. Their tricks are revealed. A good populist instills just the right amount of national righteousness without revealing the ugliness that lies at its heart. Theresa May's Citizens of Nowhere soundbite had enough nativism without going all the way out into the territory of xenophobia. Michael Gove's singling out of identity politics was a dependable trope that sent out the right signals about how minorities seek exceptional treatment. By this measure, Donald Trump, the most successful contemporary populist, lacks the finesse, the flair for euphemism, the gentle breath on the dog whistle that is required to galvanize a wide array of people. His foreign policy tweet last week about South Africa is a study in both how he is moving from populism to becoming an extremist, and how his pronouncements need to be analyzed exclusively for their intent rather than their content. So it's the intent of the tweet, not the content, not the fact that he's trying to address white families being butchered on the farms. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What matters is the larger agenda here. But there isn't a larger agenda. The agenda is all by these parasites in the media. And then he goes on, while watching Fox News, he tweeted that he has asked the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to closely study the South Africa land and farm seizures and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers. Then he quoted the headline from the Tucker Carlson show that had alerted him to this injustice. South African government is now seizing land from white farmers. And it is. It is actually doing that, though. And it's hate. It's hate to point out that white people are a persecuted minority. It's absolutely disgusting. It's not actually that everyone can hear it. It's a clarion call. He has dispensed with the or is not smart or patient enough to continue maintaining the necessary cover for his signalling. It is no longer about the flag or the anthem or patriotism. It is about appealing to the most extreme and fanciful of fears among his voters about white genocide and reverse racism. Not that Trump necessarily cares deeply about white supremacy. It's impossible. It's possible he didn't even know that it is a cornerstone of white nationalist ideology to claim that South African farmers are being expropriated from white farmers. But he thought it sounded like the sort of thing his voters would be into. If it is useful to him, he will utilize it. So the problem that they've got here is that whites in America and around in Europe are actually, who are a little bit on the right and taking an interest in the world and politics, are actually taking a look at South Africa, and they're seeing whites being persecuted and they don't like it. And they're also seeing that it's being covered up by scum like The Guardian. Well, the problem that The Guardian have is that the sort of moral dichotomy in for race as it is now, which is killing white people, is that if something is, if you speak about white racial interests at all, then you're moving towards pure evil, which is Nazis and Hitler. The further away you move from that, is towards, well, moral purity. That's the way of the light. The light is to sort of head towards an anti, explicitly anti-white agenda. That's where salvation lies. And of course, we can point out that this is a Muslim who's right. So non-whites and other certain groups who own The Guardian have had just having an absolute whale of a time with this. But the problem they've got is that normally normally whites are the oppressors and they're the majority. But the South Africa situation is different because now we've got whites who are a minority and they are being persecuted. And so what Trump's done is to call their bluff on it and to say, well, what are we going to do about this? But the moral hegemony of the time forces us to say, well, we don't give a shit, because that's white supremacy. This is how retarded it ends up with. So people being raped and butchered on their farms in South Africa, to care about that as because they're whites as a group is white supremacy. That's where we've ended up. It's evil. You can't do it. You can't care about whites at all. And then this is the point. So his article, you don't have to look into the content. It's the content which is evil. The intent is to spread a sort of racial awareness among whites about what's going on. And that is what The Guardian have a problem with. Now, the actual fact that people are being butchered on the farms and having the farms taken away from them and being persecuted, they don't give a shit. They absolutely do not give a shit about it. It's unbelievable. They mock the idea of a white genocide when a white genocide is actually happening. All this should make the job of those who wish to explain Trump's actions much easier. So this is the problem that they've got, is that they think that Trump is trying to spread racial awareness among whites. And that it was the white nationalists who stoked this up. But what The Guardian are doing here proves that the white nationalists were correct all along. He seeks to do two things: to distract attention from his gathering legal troubles and to establish a connection with his base. He's indicating to them that despite all they might be hearing about love, children, and affairs, he is still their man for entertaining their fantasies and grievances about race. But again, it is happening. Not only are the South Africans actually being murdered and having their land stolen, but the scum media is reacting with articles like this. They've fallen into the trap. This is what we predicted you would do. By the time the South African government responded angrily to his unfortunate and misinformed tweet, Trump had moved on. He had successfully projected a white supremacist item of propaganda from the fringes fully into the mainstream in the hope that this would make his supporters cleave to him even more closely. Well, they will, because now they've seen your reaction. They've seen the reaction by the liberal media, and it makes people want to puke. You make people sick. You make people want to fucking vomit with your lies and your anti-white hate. It's right here in this article. It stinks. Whether it's political correctness, identity politics, or freedom of speech, right-wing politics today is conducted in code. Well, the code here is that if you care at all about white people being mass murdered, then you're evil. You've literally come straight out in this fucking article and said it. And we need to get better at treating it as such and deciphering it. So often, a threadbare fact is just dressed up moral panic. And by the time the media has poured all over the details of it, the purpose of the claim has been achieved: to instill angst and fear and to raise the profile of cynical politicians in the eyes of their resistant and potential supporters. Well, it does. It does. Again, just to get back to the actual reporting of it in the mass media, it's something that you can't deal with because you can't, your moral system doesn't allow for white people to be minorities, persecuted minorities, or care about the fact that they are persecuted minorities. This is hate in your eyes. This is white supremacy. This is white nationalism. And so it terrifies us to think, to look ahead in a few decades and say, well, that could be us. That could be us. And while we're having our land stolen, while we're being thrown out of our houses and butchered on the streets, the media will react like this to us. Maybe they already do it. They've done it about the terrorist attacks. They've done it about the mass rapes. They do it about Sweden. They do it again and again and again. And here it is, one of the more extreme examples of it, which I've seen. So in the future, when we're all dispossessed, then we can expect people to say, well, if you talk about all these people, let's just say in Hull, who got burned out of their homes last night, well, if you care about that, you're a white supremacist. And the people who talk about it, well, it's just ignore what the content of what they're saying is about people being burned out of their homes. Look at the intent. The intent is to spread white supremacy. It's a justification to just completely ban and blank out the reality of what's happening. And you do it with such a fucking moral tone, but you're not. You're evil, pure evil. We fell for it, as we continue to do with Trump. Writing this in the US, I have struggled. Despite constant coverage of the Trump administration over the past 2 days, I counted a continuous 5 hours on CNN to find more than cursory attention paid by the media or politicians to examine or understand the racist nature of Trump's tweets. I mean, within the context of your own left-wing thought, the racism here is yours. You're the one that doesn't give a shit about a minority group being butchered and raped and horribly murdered. Little boy boiled alive. I saw a video on Twitter Katie Hopkins posted. A Boer woman, a white woman in South Africa, had her jaw ripped off. And it's horrible. But you're not even going to acknowledge that any of that's happening. You cunts. The white nationalist playbook. I mean, what is a white nationalist? Does it not make sense for white nationalists to want to have control of their own living space? And when you read this shit, the media as well. The New York Times editorial board did call his maneuver a vile ploy. I mean, oh, well, here we go. So they've got that Korean girl on there, and she actually tweets. She makes tweets about white genocide, and we're joking about it. It's all a big laugh, saying how much she hates white people. And this here, this is what you're going to cite this as like an authority on the matter. The New York Times, the fellow whites at the New York Times, hate us just as much as you cunts do. But between outrage and earnest fact-checking, something is hiding in plain sight. In order to maintain his support and distract from his failures, Trump will gravitate to becoming the ambassador of white supremacists in the White House. The sooner that is universally acknowledged, the easier it will be to read his missives without getting distracted by their content. His transition from populism to extremism is underway. Extremism. You call for an investigation into people being butchered on their own streets, on their own homes. That they can get away with this. It absolutely beggars belief that this paper is not being reported up for hate speech laws or anything like that. Nowhere in that article did he show any concern for the horrible things that's going on with whites in South Africa. And I'll tell you what, they would think I'm some sort of extremist scumbag as well. But the fact is, I don't hold the level of animosity or hatred towards any non-white people that the Guardian does towards us. I just don't. I want my own country back, but that's it. But what they're setting in place is where if you're going to even just talk about the fact that some white people might be suffering, might be having a hard time, then just ignore it because it leads to a dark place. It comes from a dark place, which is sort of white nationalist areas on the internet, and it's going to a dark place, which is in reality just white people caring about white people. And these fucking scumbags peddle this shite because they're scared of it catching on. You've got to nip it in the bud. You've got to stop it from happening. Episode 2 of Hate Reading the Guardian. I'm sure there'll be many more. See you later, folks.